Paul, what's your thought about that 1-1 draw? Treat that as a point gained or 2 points lost?
Very much 2 points lost. Disappointing. But we look lackluster. I think there's only one team when I say that. I think there's only other team wanting to win it. I think the keeper and everyone they could wasted time since the first minute to the last minute. Referee, poor. I think too many referees watch Match of the Day and think they've got to join in because they've give a penalty first half, whether it's a penalty or not. So if you give one first half, you set your stall out. So then four or five times in the box, either our lad's got hold of someone or their lad's got hold of them. So you're going to give 7 and 8 penalties in a game if you're consistent. So fair enough, listen, give the penalties and stop the shirt pulling, but be consistent about it. Don't just give one and then think, well, I can't give another one.
You told me when I spoke to you pre-season you wanted to hit the ground running this year. You played 6 games, you're unbeaten. Do you feel you've hit the ground running before today, or maybe today's put a dint in that?
No, I think we're still playing 50-60%. I think there's a lot left to come. I think there's a lot of new lads who got to get to know what me and Stephen want off them. We've had one or two injuries, one or two people out for certain reasons. Obviously Chadwick's gone off today. But I still think we're probably 40-50% to come off us. And if we get that right, if it's not with this group of players, might have to bring 2 or 3 more in and then try and get that out of them. But one way or the other, we will complete what we've started.
Are you satisfied with the number of points you've got so far, though?
I was before today. It's another 2 points dropped. I think you go to Blyth, the 3-3. Thought the forwards pulled us out the mire a little bit there. But we probably deserve something. I think today, to be fair, we threw the kitchen sink out. I don't think we could have done much more going forward, but we've got to take our chances. But I'm not going to start coming in and having a go at the centre forwards or the people that are going to put the ball in net, because for the last 4 or 5 games we've been out of this world.
Now, is your plan still to go in the dugout eventually to give up the goalkeeper's shirt?
Yeah, listen, it was my plan from the beginning. It's not obviously, unfortunately, what happened to Shentz. I haven't managed to do that. I'm not enjoying my Friday nights yet, so... It was my plan. I'll still keep fit. Hopefully, if I needed, then obviously I'll play. But at the end of the day, Shentz is in a squad. If me and Stephen feel that I can contribute and I've done okay, we'll take the decision then when he's fit and ready to go.
How long till Grant Shelton's fit?
It could be 3 or 4 weeks.
3 or 4 weeks,
could
yeah.
Could be, yeah.
You're not feeling nostalgic to staying in goal, are you? It's not made you realise what you might be missing.
Trust me, I had to stay in Saturday, I had to stay in Sunday, and I've not had a pint today yet, so no, I'm not nostalgic. Very thirsty.
Do you think you could share a dugout with Steve Alford?
We might need to have an iron gate in between, like, but no, listen, we both have the same views. We're both fiery characters, but we both know where the line needs to be drawn. I think people get the wrong impression, just sometimes. Like I say, managers deal with it in different ways, but we're very fiery, but also we want to win and we know where the line needs to be.
And then next Saturday it's the FA Cup, Nantwich Town.
Yeah, we've played them already. I think that was probably one of our worst performances against Nantwich. We sat off them. We had obviously 2 or 3 players out for various reasons, but it's going to be an hard game, but one that we relish and hopefully can win.
Would you fancy a cup run?
I'd love a cup run. We've never had a cup. Obviously, we got to near the first pound wrapper last year, but the chairman would love a cup run, obviously, for the club and the finances. I'd love to have a cup run, but my biggest priority is getting out of this league.
Great. Thanks.